Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Michael Ting, Senior Vice President, Digital Markets at Hyperwallet. Michael, thanks for joining me today.
Good morning, Karen. Thanks for having me.
So it's great to be doing the series with you on top traits of a great marketplace. And we just talked about the importance of not just being the intermediary that brings suppliers and buyers together, but there's a whole lot more to it if, in fact, the marketplace, in particular for these on-demand workers, is going to be successful. I thought that was a very interesting conversation. The next top trait that we want to dig into today is something that you say is about owning the experience. What do you mean by that?
I mean, I think that when we talk about owning the experience, it's much more than I think what most people sort of associate with owning the experience, in that people think about the visual user interface of most of these applications and how, you know, we sort of collapse all these different technologies together and you know, create these really elegant, simple experiences. While that's important, when it comes to what we do, and in particular when you talk about transactions within a marketplace, you know, it's not just what they actually see on the screen, it's actually what they actually experience throughout the whole transaction. So it includes, you know, getting paid on time and, you know, getting paid the amount that they said that they were going to get paid, you know, having, you know, all the tools to be able to manage and track their transactions, and having someone that they can actually call, you know, that can actually answer their questions, and being able to do that all sort of contained within the brand and look and feel and sort of the aesthetic of that marketplace, rather than, you know, pointing people, you know, to third-party sites and having them call 1-800 numbers that don't really know anything about the platform that they're working on.
So basically, your advice is keep everything inside your own organization. Don't go out and rely on critical things like customer service, for example, throughout outside third parties. Everything stays in-house.
Well, I think that there's an important distinction between keeping everything in-house and what you project out to the user base. I think it's impractical for a marketplace to do 100% of the things in-house. There's so many things that are sort of outside of their core discipline that they do have to rely on partners to do. I think the really important thing is the nature of that partnership. There are partnerships where the third party, you know, doesn't actually allow, you know, the marketplace to sort of create their brand over the top of it so that the users, you know, have this really seamless experience. So if they're calling a customer support line, it really doesn't matter if it's their people calling or if it's a third or answering or if it's a third party answering, as long as the users believe that they're talking to the company that they're working for. And that all sort of comes back down to sort of the trust and safety layer, and that it is the responsibility of the marketplace to provide, you know, an overall seamless experience to the users. And so whether, you know, in the background they're actually partnered with a number of people or whether or not these are all proprietary in-house, really doesn't matter. It's more about, you know, how they actually put it all together to create a better experience.
Got it. You've mentioned before the importance of transparency with these marketplaces, and in particular the intermediary that kind of connects the buyers, sellers, suppliers, and buyers. How do you do that in this marketplace environment? And in particular, again, we're talking about the nature of the marketplace being the on-demand marketplace.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really important for, you know, the marketplace to give both the buyers and sellers the comfort of knowing that whoever is on the other side has been vetted somehow, that it's not just some arbitrary person or, you know, a robot or something on the other end that they're working with, because all of these marketplaces are service-oriented, and the quality of that service is really dependent on the people and the suppliers. And so every buyer that comes in there has to have some transparency to know that, you know, that, you know, whoever is actually providing the service on the other side, you know, kind of fits the quality standards of the marketplace. I think when it comes down to, you know, actual transparency within the transaction, you know, when you're talking to sellers and you're, for example, telling them how much they're going to get paid, you know, there shouldn't be any secrets. They should know, you know, what fees are involved, how much is the marketplace going to take out. If it's a foreign transaction, you know, is there, you know, some sort of currency transaction fee that's involved? They need to know all of that stuff so that they feel comfortable doing the second transaction with you, and they have enough confidence in the marketplace, you know, that they're looking out after their best interests.
Got it. I was laughing to myself when you talked about that there isn't a robot on the other end, because I was also just reading an article about how many companies are investing in robotics to take on a lot of the responsibilities that human beings have today. So at some point, we're going to be interacting with robots. We may not even know that they're robots, but we'll see how that evolves. But you also mentioned transparency from the perspective of the supplier of the service, and I mean, they clearly want to understand who they're selling to, and in some marketplaces that may be more relevant than others. But what's your point of view on transparency from the supplier's perspective?
I mean, I think that it's equally important. It's a little bit of a different rationale. I think that the providing transparency to the seller is, you know, really, you know, helping the seller in terms of how they're going to actually build their business. You know, for all of us that sell anything, we want to know the characteristics of our buyer. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a, you know, here's his name and his address, but it some metadata around, you know, people in this geography really like your product, for example, or, you know, people of this age group, you know, are your core buyer. And so it helps the sellers procure their, you know, whatever it is that they're selling a little bit better, and target it to a buyer community that they know will you know, gravitate toward whatever it is that they're selling.
So how would you, in an ideal world, define the epitome of owning the experience, the marketplace relationship with the suppliers? How would you paint a picture of what that looks like?
Well, I think, you know, at the risk of being cliche, I mean, you know, I think Uber is a great example of a marketplace platform that, you know, has created a relationship with its drivers such that they drive maximum efficiency and velocity of activity out of them because they do so much of the hard work for them. You know, they don't put it on the drivers to go and find the riders. They find them for them and they dispatch the jobs to them. They don't put the drivers through the anxiety of having to worry about how to get paid. If they drive, they get paid. And Uber says, you know, it's on us to figure out, you know, how the buyer pays, and we're going to insulate you from it completely, and all the risks associated with that. And so they've created a very, very seamless experience for the drivers to just allow them to do what they came on the platform to do, and not have to worry about all the other noise that you know, a typical supplier might have to worry about.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. I mean, I tell everyone that Uber was the reason I ditched my BlackBerry, you know, many years ago. I thought I would be the last human standing with it in my hand, but it is what brought me over to my iPhone. It's just an amazing platform. Although, you know, even as much as they do to provide that efficiency, you know, there's been a lot of controversy in the news about the relationship between the drivers and Uber over things that they still wish were better. So it's a work in process, it seems, throughout the process as businesses grow and these marketplaces and intermediaries evolve and become bigger.
Yeah, I think it's always a process, and I think, you know, as far as the evolving relationship between them, I think that's just a natural part of, you know, of any of these businesses. But I think at the core of what Uber actually does, and, you know, how they actually engage their drivers and help them do what they need to do, I think that it's hard to find a company that's doing it better.
Yeah, no, I would agree. Well, listen, Michael, thanks very much for the opportunity to dig into a little bit of one of the top traits of a great on-demand marketplace, own the experience. Thanks again.
Thank you.